Zeytin dışı olsa bir mor yakın bir şey. Pilkins zeytin dışı olsa deniyor o şeyde mesela şu falan. Okay, it's good to see everybody. I hope everyone had a meaningful Purim. And okay, Shushan Purim. So maybe we should start. Maybe Ezra, maybe you should.
Yeah,
hold Okay. We are packet 27. Pavushkin Mavushal. Okay. So we said that normally to transfer kam, you have treif meat, and you want something else to become treif from that meat. There has to be heat. If you have a cold piece of meat and it's on a cold plate, the plate is not going to be treif because it's cold. Right? But there are exceptions that there can be a blia, a transfer of taste, even when there's no heat. And one of the examples is kovash, which means, say for example, you have a piece of treif meat and it's soaking in cold water. Soaking in cold water. So if it soaks in cold water for 24 hours, then the cold water has the taste of the meat. And if you drink the cold water, that's called eating treif. Because it's kovush for 24 hours, and kovush is kibavusha. In other words, if something's soaking, even in cold, for 24 hours, that has the same status as if what? It was being cooked. If you cook meat in water, if you cook the meat in water even for 5 minutes, so then the non-kosher meat, the taste, goes into the water. And now if you just drink the water, it's like eating non-kosher food because you did bishul, you did cooking, which is hot. But the chiddush of kovash kumavushal is there's no heat. It's just soaking in cold water, but if it's for 24 hours, then the taste is imparted. And that is the concept of kovash kumavushal. So then we said that what if it's not water? What if it is vinegar? So vinegar is a more caustic type of taste. It's sharper. So then maybe vinegar doesn't need what? As long. So what's the story about vinegar? So this is what does the Shulchan Aruch say by vinegar? What page is it? What page is the Shulchan Aruch here in the packet? No? Well, what page? 13. 13? Okay. It says 13. That would be 13. Yeah. So it says like this. Page 13. Issa shenishra im heter. If something non-kosher was soaking in heter, like in water, me'es le'es for 24 hours. It's so and it's called mikri kovish. It's called kovish. It's called kovish literally means pickled. It's called kovish. Page 15. Farehu kumavusho. Vineser kulo. And the whole thing is aser. Avapachos mikad. But if it's not 24 hours, bahadachas sagi. Then all you have to do is rinse it off. And you don't have to do anything more. We'll be from Mokom. Okay, one second. Then, 19. So, he says, so the Shulchan Aruch speaks about two things. Tzir or chometz? So what's tzir? What's chometz? Chometz is vinegar. What's tzir? What's tzir? No. Yeah. So, well, brine, it's also. So that's a sharper taste, a sharper liquid than even chometz. Chometz is vinegar, and sear is even sharper. Well, is here is referring to. We'll see what it is in a second. So the Shulchan Aruch says, then it doesn't need 24 hours. The shear is kadeshi nenu alor v'yarsiach. It means the amount of time that it takes to put a pot of water on the fire and bubble. So now the Tiferes Yisrael says, "What? What did we see in the Tiferes Yisrael? 18 minutes. Let's see if it's Tiferes Yisrael. What page was that? 24." Anymore. Yeah, look at the bottom. The nine base days of the chometz with seer yud ches minutin. Yud ches minutin. 18 minutes. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. 18 minutes, that's all you need. Soaking in 18 minutes, in vinegar, then the time will transfer. Now the Shah disagrees. It says no, the 18 minutes is only by tzir, but chometz has the same status as water. That's the what page is that? That's the well. 19, you said? 19, okay. Yeah. He says, Das am Chaber, I'm in the Shach at the top right. Keharosh. The Chalik Mitzir, Ushvar Dvarim. Mitzir will be the Shahisha Me'es Le'es. Mach See, tzir usually means when you what? When you do melicha, right? And then when you do melicha, the blood comes out, and the liquid that comes out with the when you're doing melicha, the salt that causes, the blood to come out, that's usually called tzir. So it's very, in other words, you take a piece of meat, you salt it, and then what happens? It starts dripping, the blood comes out. It's very salty. So that's sear. That's sear. That's the extract when you salt some piece of meat. So that's very, very sharp because it's very salty. So that's sear. So he says that seer is the difference. The seer lo bina sheisha meis leis. Machras or sichas hamelach. Daik sheisha kedei zenu ala or yaskil har seer. Behishva din chomets le seer. And so seer is different, and the Shulchan Aruch compares chomets and seer together. So he says both of them don't need 24 hours. The Shulchan Aruch says So he says, "V'teima the rosh ba'atzma chosu per kavod the baser of vodazara that v'chomes bein in yom shalom." He says he doesn't think it's. Let's see. There are two rushes here, and we'll see where the Shulchan Aruch got what he got, and why the Shach disagrees. So let's see the rush on page. So there's a Russian Masechta Vadazara and a Russian Masechta Chulin. So look on page 8 first. The rush. Bilkach ani omer shakovish betzir v'not lo miyad yevsha sheyasa l'alter. Kevin should tone it. Sheik visha v'kilu noso l'or v'nish ha-sir. Im dichmash b'toch ha-tzir k'shir ze nesar kol mash b'toch ha-tzir. So here he speaks just about tzir, but the Shach says, but the Mechaber thought that we should compare that tzir and chomet should be equalized. But the Shach says he doesn't think he could say that, because look at the other rush. There's another rush here let's see, find the other rush. Where's the other rush? Let's see. Yeah. Where's it? That's, is that on page 7? In the Avodah Zarah? Now, who Achbara? There was a mouse, the Nafal Lagol Chavita, the Shikra. Right? That was the story. Hema, the high Shikra Vachala, the Kaman Sonin in Laman Esra. Kim Nafal Zvum, Biyayin Sonin, Osir. Hello, he in Harasha, right? That's the Gemara Megillah. Shekach Nogum Vizarkum. The Shoshim, Yeshlomo Shasham, Bozman, Maruba, Alkimen Kovash, and Nifla Tamo, Meshechel, the Chomets. Low Pirish at Torah Kamiyamon, the Chomets, Meshechel. So then he says it's 24 hours. So you see over here, the Rush writes Beferish that even Chomets is 24 hours. So he's saying, so how could the Mechaber say that Seir is 18 minutes, and he compares the two, but the other rush said with Farish that Chometz is 24 hours. So how can you say that Chometz is a din of tzir? So that's the Shach's taina on the Mechaber. The good taina. Right? In other words, tzir, the rush says with Farish, doesn't have to be 24 hours. But then the Mechaber says, and who are din chometz? But he says he doesn't think it's correct, because the other rush seems to say the chometz is 24 hours. So I don't know how the Mechaber will say back. But as you say, that rush is another shita. And once we have this Chiddush of Tzir, the Chometz is included. I don't know. But the Shach thinks if you will look at both Rushes, you'll see that the Al Korcha, the first Rush that says Tzir, means only Tzir, because there's another Rush that writes with Farish that Chometz is 24 hours. So you can't say that Chometz is the same as Tzir. Good taina. It's a good taina. I always was convinced with this. Who was I always convinced with? With the Shach, like the Shach. Okay. So now, a couple more things we have to see. There's a famous Ramah we have to see, right? So let's see. Let's find the Ramah. Okay. Page 17. What's the deal of suffering? Yeah, really?
You didn't know what spirit is, like, that practically now, is, or we just want to apply it possibly to fish fry?
I don't know, you know, see, usually in the Gemara is referring to when you do melicha,
okay,
and you salt the meat, and then dripping out is the blood, liquid coming out of the blood. Because of the blood, that causes the, because of the salt, that causes, so that stuff that comes out of the, that juice that comes out as a result of the melicha, that usually is tzir.
So it's somewhere to open like a raw package of chicken and there's some, there's liquid coming, like, into that packaging.
Would that potentially be seer? Would that potentially be seer? I don't know, because that could be just liquid. But it's, yeah. Okay, so what's the difference of suffix kavush? You say, for example, you have something that was soaking in water, but you're not sure if it was there for 24 hours. Because again, if it was there for 24 hours and there was something trafe soaking in the, and then what would it be? Say you have some trafe and then you have something kosher in the water. And it's there for 24 hours. So then the water becomes trafe, and then now the other thing, the kosher meat will also become trafe. Because it's, whenever it's soaking for 24 hours, that's like it's being cooked. And if you have something, a potato being cooked together with a trafe piece of meat, then the potato becomes trafe too. That's because it was cooking. But it was just, say it was just soaking together. So if it's still 24 hours, then what? Then that's like mevushel. So it'll be trafe. But if it wasn't 24 hours, then not. But what's the difference if you're not sure? Safek kavush. What would you say safek kavush is? Mutarasan. Araf, you say mutter. What do you think?
Gosh.
What would they have done at McDovitz in the days of McDovitz? There's something coming. It was McDovitz was Broyus Hashkacha, you should. It was Broyus Hashkacha McDonald's. Rabbi Rapp remembers many years ago there was a Purim Spiel about McDonald's. I usually didn't go to the Purim Spiel, but he remembers there was a Purim Spiel about something with YU and McDonald's and a whole thing. What should be the difference? As a flavor.
Maybe not certain, it would be something tamke or the
tamke. Yeah, so our slave says it's something the rice of the chumra.
It's covered in the rice.
It's covered in the rice. What do you think? You think maybe it's only in the rabban? What does the Gemara say?
The problem is the kiddush that kavush is not mevushel. But that's only the rice, and that's only the rice aware. Kavush is not mevushel.
Right. Should be. So Rami is saying that it's a dindaraisa because the Gemara says that, in other words, if you have a piece of meat that's soaking in cold milk for 24 hours, so it's asur, but only midrabban, because it's not derech bishul. It's not real bishul. It's kavush kibavushul. It's not real bishul. It's not real bishul. No. So So if it's a Suffolk Kavush and it's not Pasha Mechalov, so then that's it suffers the Raisul Chumrim. But Pasha Mechalov is Derek Bishal also a Torah. It's only if you cook meat and milk is it also meat or rice. It's a whole discussion what if you have a cheeseburger. If you have a cheeseburger that's not cooking. So maybe that's only a Din Rabbanan, the cheeseburger. We'll get to that when we, later. But if you cook meat and milk together, then that's a Dara. And that's a deraisa. But kolosh is not really cooking. It's kin levush. Halachically has a status, but it's not. So the din of what? The din of kolosh. So suffik kolosh by bosh b'cholov is what? Mutter. So let's see the Ramah. He says on page 17, the suffik kolosh asur. Now go over to page 19. Milvad the Basri Mechalov. Except for Basri Mechalov. That's Lina Lakulov. The Minatorah in Osirat Mabishal Mabish. With a silver. That's only. So, Basri Mechalov is Sufik Chavosh. Then what? And that's something the Rabbanan Lakula. Because even if it would be Vade Kavish, it would only be an Issa the Rabbanan. So something Kavish by Basim Cholov, something Lakula, and by other Isurim where it doesn't need their Bishul. See, other things you just need Tam. It doesn't need to be their Bishul. So that's the famous Ramah. That something Kavish is normally usher because suffik the rice will chumra, but by Basim Cholov, if you have meat soaking in cold milk and you're not sure whether it was 24 hours, so it's a suffik kavush, so then it's going to be mutter. Because even if it was vade kavush, if vade was 24 hours, it would only be what? It is the rabbanon, because the milk didn't go into meat through cooking. Even though it has a halakha status of cooking, but bottom line, it's not. It wasn't real cooking. So that's the famous. That's the famous what? That is the famous Ramah. Right. So Kovach is in the Sederaisa, except by what? Yeah. Now, if you want to see more, the Prima Gadim on page 22 discusses this question. Take a look. You know, the Prima Gadim, he likes to put things, to organize things. Like Rav Shechter pointed out, he taught kids. He was like an elementary school rabbi type. And he was a Malamed. But he wrote, you know, he was considered one of the Gedolei HaPoskim. Interesting. But he also liked to put together like summations of the whole inyanim. Like he has Shar HaTaruv. So he has all the different klolim and taruvas. He says here, look on page 22 on the top left. V'yesh Lachor. See what's the paragraph against V'yesh Lachor. Yesh Lacho Beis Hakiras. Hakira Achas had the Kaimon Kovish of Dalshos of Invertor Chuzmuros of Cholov. In Kovish Mitzir Chomitz Kedeshin Eno Eish, he called the Torah of Drabonim. So his, in other words, for sure it's Doraisim. But he says, what about this din that of the 18 minute din? Is that a din Doraisim or a din Drabonim? If you should easily save him Beis Yisrael, he says maybe by chometz it's only din drabbanan. Why in crazy place because of the having din Torah. So he has a discussion, but it's clear that he's right to favorish that the regular din of chometz kibushal 24 hours That certainly is what it did. Okay, so what should we do? So there's a famous Taz. Let's see the famous Taz. On page 17. Suffolk Kovish Parish. On Roim Shadich Bash, we see that the piece of meat is in the water. Say a treif piece of meat with a potato. Rakshay Suffolk in Dichbash Yom Shalom. But we're not sure it was 24 hours or not. Vinirin the Menamazul Suffolk in Yah Shishim Negan Isser. So now he's going to bring us back, deja vu. We're going to go back now to the beginning of the year. Okay? Bring you back. Memories. Memory lane. Where was it? When we discussed Suffolk Shishim, right? Nishbach, right? That was like the day one. So he says Suffolk, but it's a Suffolk Shishim. What's the din? That's a Suffolk Daraisa we pass. I mean, we had a whole discussion, right? So he said the same thing over here. Suffolk Kavush is the same thing. So if you have Issa fell in, you just don't know whether there was Shishim, right? So what's the din? So measure, but it was his nishbach. You can't measure. It fell. So you don't know whether you had shishim. So what's the din? So we said, we passed in the suffix d'oraisul chumer, right? Then we had the discussion whether, what if a kula could come out of it? What was the case?
Chicken soup?
The chicken soup for the chol, all right. So what's the kaz kasha? Do you think Suffolk Kavush is the same thing as Suffolk Shishim? Who's Sover? Who is that? No, do you see the thing?
The person who I know is on Spencer Branch.
Maybe. Okay, so what is, in other words, do you agree with the Ramah that it's parallel, that the Suffolk Shishim and Suffolk Kavush is parallel, or what, or is it different?
No, I'm not for Kavush, it doesn't matter.
Kavush is also. So the case of Suffolk Shishim is mid Mishnah Amida, so this could also be mid Mishnah Amida.
I would assume it's the same thing.
Yep. Basically, it's the question of whether they're both in Suffolk and whether they're in the next town, basically.
Right. Well, same thing. Well, Spencer Brash, how are you? Okay, so let's see what he says. The Shani Hashem Shah Isuhu Borer, Ella Shashvihu Hu Suffolk. There's for sure there was an Isser. The Suffolk, whether it was Shishim. Mashenki Khan. Yishrai Brul Hatir. He says he thinks it's different. He says because, say you have a potato. And it was, and it was soaking together with a chafed meatball in the water. But you're not sure if it was 24 hours. So the potatoes definitely was definitely kosher. Question is, was it infiltrated, right, by Treif Tam? So is that the same as the case where it definitely got in? You just don't know whether it was shishim. Because milk definitely fell in the meat, but we don't know whether it was shishim or not. See, here we don't even know whether it got in. You understand? If it wasn't 24 hours, then there was no penetration. So the Taz says he doesn't think it's the same case. He thinks that maybe Dietz. The Taz is defending you, Dietz. See, I thought Dietz was off the beaten path. But Taz says, no, Dietz is right. Halacha k'Dietz. Halacha k'Dietz. Because he says that Safek Kavush is different because you have a Cheskes Kashrus, right? And you don't know whether that Cheskes Kashrus, the potato was kosher. Now, did something come in? Maybe nothing came in. It's a suffix whether was any treif came in or not. That's different than when something vade came in and you're not sure whether there's shishim. Because here, it could be that the potato's still okay. Because we don't know whether something even, it's like he gives you a mushroom. Mikveh shelo hukzak liyos meimav mismatin, vavol pi shelo fami mismatin, ein tzorach lachzav lutbol. The person's tamei, they go to the mikveh, and the mikveh sometimes loses water. But we don't know that now it did. So he doesn't have, you don't have to be tovel again. Because we don't know if the problem even happened. So if you don't know if the problem happened and there's a chazaka that it's good, then it's good. Because you follow chazaka. So too, then the potato has a chazaka that it's kosher. I don't know whether it was 24 hours with the treif meat in the pool of water. So if there was no 24 hours, then nothing happened. It's a question of did anything happen or did something happen? As opposed to the case of the Shishim, where for sure something happened, but is it a Shishim or not?
That true? Meaning, why wouldn't you say that it would come to Shishim? If there is Shishim, then there was no penetration of the Isra Thomas in the beginning.
There is, which is not in Sukkot. Like there's the Isra is there.
What does it mean? No, but the Isra is also there because of Kavod.
Oh, you think it
There's
goes
Davar Aser, meaning either way, there's Davar Aser and Davar Mutar.
Yeah, but if there
the
was no 24 hours, then the Davar
it
Isra
spread.
didn't go in at all.
Right. Okay, but maybe if there
Forget
was
it, it didn't go in at all. It didn't even go in at all.
And maybe there was Shishim, then but also if you want to
It
drop
definitely
to
went in, the
it, it
question
never
is.
went in. But meaning
No, because Shishim's question is whether it spread. It definitely went in with the case of Safek Shishim. The question is, did it spread thin enough that now it dissipated? So it definitely went in. It
and the case of coverage is just sitting there and didn't
didn't
even.
even come in. So then you could say you have a chazaka that the potato is kosher, and nothing came in, and therefore, since it's a cheskes kashrus on the potato, maybe I have a right to assume that the potato is kosher by Safek Kavush. Mashiach came by the shishim case; it went in, definitely penetrated. The question is, did then after it penetrated, Since the shishim did it spread too thin, and now the taste is gone. So the Taz says he doesn't think that the two cases are parallel. Therefore, in the case where it's a suffix halish, that's whether there's a suffix iser in the first place, he thinks that should be mutter. Wow. So you don't have to be maxi gereisa, be suffix. Because if you're not sure whether there was any problem at all, you can assume it's not. When there definitely was a problem, the shaila is, was the problem rectified? Because the other case, the tam went in, and what's going to make it mutter? If there's shishim there, then the tam is going to spread. It definitely went in. And it definitely acids, potentially acid. But then if the meat, piece of meat is so big that the tam will keep spreading and spreading till it's so thin that it's nothing. So the Taz says that he thinks that that Deed, he's basically he says Deeds is right. The Ramah, he argues with the Ramah. Usually it's Machlokas, Ramah, and Deeds. Who do you follow? So it's just not so simple. Follow Deeds, you follow Ramah. The Taz says he thinks Deeds is right against the Ramah. I don't know if the Taz always says that, but in this case, he's Deeds got me Shapsi's pizza. It's the Shear. Thank you. Shear. Thanks. Shear Shapsi's pizza. That was a good geschmack of pizza. I used to go with my friends. We used to go Shapsi's. Your father was around for Shapsi's pizza. Yeah, Shapsi's pizza, sure. We used to go with Shapsi's pizza. Do Rav Graber was doctor. You can say it in Yiddish. Chappas Yiddish.
Sorry.
That's Yiddish.
the difference between...
Do they still have Yiddish at the college here? Do they still have Yiddish? I took Yiddish. They don't offer Yiddish anymore?
You're not for Hebrew.
Okay, Hebrew is one thing, but Yiddish. They don't have Hebrew? They don't give Hebrew anymore?
It's like an online class.
Really?
The Yiddish at least. Touch.
So I thought that was really close. I feel like that had the same thing as Nishba, and in our case, the subject of Kavush. But why do you even need that? Why is it still not just the subject that is sort of, that you should be? You should go to the Chumra. Why do you need it to be that there's at least there's a cheskas that there's
because when do we say chaper? When do we say cheskas the rice in the Chumra is when say the case by mikvah. So the mikvah sometimes loses its shear. Usually not, but sometimes it does. So if you go into the mikvah. And you're tummy. Well, why don't you say that it's a suffix when the mikvah is kosher? Sometimes it's might. It seeps into the ground. The answer is because the mikvah has a cheskas kashrus. Since it's a cheskas kashrus, it's okay.
It beats the suffix.
Right. So you see a precedent for that, that even though there's a suffix, but if something has cheskas kashrus and it maintains cheskas kashrus because we don't know if anything ever happened to it. See, over here, when the tam went into the pifa, and we don't know the shishim, so now there's a reis on the chazaka because something definitely went in. Now you have to say something that has some plumber or not. But if we don't know for sure that anything ever went in, there was any penetration, then it retains its chazaka, just like the mikvah retains its chazaka, so the potato retains its chazaka. And that beats Samik Daraisa, because that's what a chazaka is about. Like the Lord always used to say, chazaka is a nihuk. Whenever you don't know what happened, so if you have a chazaka, you follow the chazaka. That's Deets. Deets! Deets of the Ramah. as his favor.
Clarifies on the case where the visitor called him to a Carolus and five penetrated. Are we saying like for a second or so part of the meat was actually austere and then it spread out and then it came up there and then was...
I mean, you could look at it that way, but the mice was till it makes its full penetration, it's still concentrated. And then it keeps going, 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 and it spreads into infinity.
Is that like a defense? Is there a lot of issue until some bit became austere? Or I guess maybe as a penetrative.
Okay, so we have to see about that. Okay, but that's the costume. So we're not going to have time now to see the Shave Schmeitzer. There's a Shave Schmeitz on this. He wrote it when he was 17 during his week of Shadow Brothers or something like that. Right. Shave Schmeitz is unbelievable, right? Right, now, what does it take? What did he write? What did Sos write to Shave Schmeitz? I'll say exactly. I think they say he wrote it during his week of Shadow Brothers. Pretty good. That's in the last page here, on page 26. He deals with this question, the Taz question on the Ramah. Now, what does it say, Shave Schmeitzer? I label claim. Shave Schmeitzer is the same person as the Ksos.
So, exactly.
And who, and what else did the Ksos write besides the Shave Schmeitzer? No, that's a mere simple divinity. Yeah. So he wrote, you know, the Shave Schmeitzer, and what else? Mm-hmm. What? What?
I cheated, but
you have what?
I cheated, but I see it.
What he wrote? Avni Balloon. And Yehuda Leib Simon, who's here today, he received an Avni Balloon for his bar mitzvah for Yitzchak Cohen. What?
And
we
just talked about that,
like, yeah. So Rabbi Cohen gave him an Avni Balloon for his bar mitzvah. That's on Noshim. Even though I once heard the Rav say that he thinks the Ksos is better than the Avni Balloon, because he was saying that the Ikalubnus is Zikit. So he felt that that's a better safer than the Ksos, but okay. But Avni Balloon is a chashuv safer also.
Wikipedia says that it was initially presented by Rabbi Heller when he was still a young man during his 7 days of celebration after his wedding, but then was actually then redone and it was one of his later publications after a wedding.
Okay, but originally he wrote
originally, it. The original was during Shabbat.
That's pretty good.
At least when it was presented for him. Not
necessarily friends. I don't know what to be presented.
And he gave one
Schmeitzer
each 7 nights.
Right. Yeah, something like that. That's pretty good. Oh, God.
Imagine having
to attend all of them. Okay. So, but we're not going to do what he said. So, till Wednesday. But now you should think about the question. Till Wednesday. Appreciate the question. So then you can appreciate the answer. But that's the Taz's question on the Ramah. Ramah person, Safi Kovash is also, except for Basim Mikhalov. So the Taz says Safi Kovash should be also should be mutter, even by other Isurim, because there's a Cheskel's Kashus on the Chaticha, because you don't know there's a Safi whether any race it happened at all. Yeah. So I want you to appreciate the kasha, and then Bez Hashem on Wednesday, we could see what the Shave Schmeitzer says to try to defend the Ramah. Good. Okay, a fail to Shushan Purim, and
thank you, Abby.
Okay. Put on the other one.
Yeah.
See, you like Simon.
Because... Yeah, I should have known because you're just.